Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. So this is Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17, and verses 23 to 25. All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Open our ears to hear the words that you want to speak to us. Hearing that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and settled in Capernaum, beside the lake, on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of nations. The people that lived in darkness have seen a great light. On those who have lived in a country of shadow, dark as death, and a light has dawned. From then onwards, Jesus began his proclamation with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." He went round to the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and illness among the people. His fame spread throughout Syria, and those who were suffering from diseases and painful complaints of one kind or another, the possessed, epileptics, the paralyzed, were all brought to him, and he cured them. Large crowds followed him, coming from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and Transjordan. It's day 10 of the Christmas season, so Merry Christmas. And I think there's just so much in this scripture. I think as we recall Jesus was one with God, fully in perfect union with the Father, and lacked nothing, was given all the glory by all the angels in heaven. And he came down to us as a baby, as humbly as you could in a stable, born with animals. It was cold. Jesus came in all of humility for us. And then Jesus became famous. Jesus went around. Can you imagine? Just large crowds followed him. Like, people left cities. People left cities to go and follow this man. This is greater than anything we've ever seen. Now, I don't know what it would take for somebody to actually follow on foot for something. It's like one thing to like drive to go see like a concert. But people literally follow Jesus from place to place because of the amazing things that he was doing. And once again, he was lifted up by the people. But as you and I know, it doesn't stop there. For Jesus was once again humbled. Jesus was once again humbled because his mission was not to be exalted on earth, but to save us from the sin that we have taken on. That Jesus took on sin, took on death, and again was humbled to the point of death, where he was unrecognizable for you and for me. This famous man, and he offers his hand to you. And I think that hand, if you can imagine just right now, Jesus's hand being offered to you, saying, "Take my hand, come and follow me," just like the multitudes did from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and Transjordan. Take my hand. Take my hand. Like that hand, especially with it being the new year, everyone is thinking of, what am I going to change? How am I going to, and all these are usually good things. Like how am I going to, you know, eat differently? All these different things. And those are hands from different areas. If you can imagine like your fitness hand or like a diet hand, or I want to become a greater reader hand, like all these different, that sounds kind of silly, but the one hand that is the most important hand is Jesus's hand. His hand is extended to you. And he just says, "Will you take my hand? Will you come and follow me this year? Will you let 2021 be something new? Be a great year. It's not going to be without dismay. It's not like it's going to be perfect. But will you take my hand? Because when you take my hand, peace follows. The Holy Spirit follows. So God, I just ask that you enlighten us. You allow us to take you by the hand and walk with you, especially in this year, especially as we start new. Let us seek you every day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the book of Matthew. My name is Roger Dickerson. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, guys. Have an amazing day. God bless you.